A large group of protesters gathered at the Academic and Student Rec Center at Portland State University on Thursday. With black tape over their mouths, the protesters marched into the meeting room of the Board of Trustees and observed silently from the back. At the start of the meeting, a few of the protesters signed up to speak during the scheduled open comments. Among their grievances were poverty wages, the arming of campus security, the school's relationship with Aramark, and administrative pay raises in the face of rising tuition costs.
Although I've been working all year as a campus employee, my dire financial situation has led me to the realization that I can no longer afford this school, and I'm not alone. So when we hear that our administration and board are trying to increase tuition again, we see that our voices aren't heard and our needs unmet.
I've worked for PSU for a year this coming May. I feel that my coworkers and I should not have to rationalize our quality of life to accept the poverty wages we are given.
While the disease of racism and discrimination and structural violence persist in our society, we have seen steps by the university towards addressing these issues. However, it is important to mention that some of these efforts publicized for by using the hashtag PSUDiversity have at times done more harm than good, tokenizing the students of color experiences and depriving them of their agency in service of what is now deemed by many as a social media propaganda for the university.
Shortly after, the protesters disrupted the meeting.
The public comment is not over! The public comment period is over. You're interrupting our meeting.
The public comment isn't over.
Okay, you don't have the floor and you're out of order.
We're still in public comment.
We're
still in
public
comment.
We are listening.
We are community members.
Please move away from the board tables. Please. Please move away from the board.
However, the board was intolerant to the disruption, with all of the trustees walking out while the protesters attempted to have their voices be heard. Among those speaking out were PSU students, parents of PSU students, former faculty, and local leaders of groups such as Don't Shoot Portland and $15 Now.
Our message at SLAP right now is that diversity, no matter how plentiful, does not equal equity.
When I was in school, I worked for minimum wage, working 20 to 25 hours a week. That's what we need here.
One third of your students drop out because they can't afford tuition. There's what, just under 30,000 students that go here? That's 10,000 people that can't afford to get an education here at PSU.
I'm drowning in over $60,000 to $80,000 of debt. I can't even keep track anymore.
I graduated in 2009, and if I remember correctly, we did not have cops in our classrooms.
The Board of Trustees continued their meeting in a remote location, live streaming the audio into the room with the protesters. The legality of moving a public meeting into a closed room has been called into question. However, school officials claim that the live audio provided complied with public meeting laws. Because of the gravity of the issues being presented by these members of the PSU and Portland community, the Board of Trustees might have to get used to hearing the demands of these students. The protesters have stated that they will continue their fight, which will include a walkout later in the school year. For the KBOO Evening News, I'm Jenny Yokoyama.